got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the picks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Rockin' and reelin', your host Brian
Cleveland on
the mixtape.
Mixtape.
Mixtape. Mixtape.
Hi, sweet baby T, call me on the house phone. Yeah, we should talk. Okay, bye, darling, bye.
Don't we all get older and forget till we remember? In the middle of the night, your mama said, it's not so easy to be kind these days, but I try for her. And though she'll never know it, I am mama's through and through, it never stops. Trust me, I've tried. All the days that I cannot go outside until we've talked, and I am calm and not the worst off as I thought.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mixtape, coming at you live from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. That was T. Thomason with a track from their debut EP, Sweet Baby, and a track called Mama's Boy featuring Kenny Boothby. A really cool release that came out originally last year, self-released, and then was re-released on Coax Records, which is Ray Spoon's really cool record label, where Ray Spoon puts out their own music as well as the music of Lal and now also T. Thomason, who mentioned at the Quality Block Party that they are working on a new EP as well, which I'm super excited about. We're all still reeling from the Quality Block Party here at Local 107.3 FM. Of course, last week we had Abigail Smith and Peter Rowan on the program to tell us about all the shows, especially the all-ages pay-what-you-can shows that Local FM was co-presenting and sponsoring, and those are all really awesome. We're going to tell you lots about those today. We're going to play music from a lot of those artists as well. But if you're tuning in for this show for the very first time, again, it is The Mixtape, your weekly dose of 60 minutes of great new Canadian music coming at you from St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM, and then rebroadcast all across the nation thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Community Radio Exchange, where shows like this one, and very much not like this one at all, are available for free syndication to campus and community radio stations across this vast country. And thanks so much to our dozen or so airing partners of the show. Thanks to you for tuning in wherever you might be, and check your local listings for when you might be able to tune in again. I only had the opportunity to make it out to one of the shows. I've definitely no shade towards any parents if I gave them any in the past about the difficulty in getting out to live music with a 1 or 2 or a 3-year-old in tow. I definitely know the struggle, but I saw lots of excitement and passion of musicgoers all across the city over those days, and of course through the first edition of the Quality Block Party back in April. So I have invited Julie Rogers on the show today to tell us about some of the shows, because she was at all the shows and recording them as well. How are you doing today, Julia?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show. I, too, am still recovering from the Quality Block Party experience. It was amazing.
I definitely saw lots of people posting about multiple naps on Monday, because certainly, of course, Sunday was the all-day wild shows and workshops and everything. So people taking some naps for sure.
That's right. No one had any time to recover until Monday, when everyone also needed to go back to work, which was a bit difficult, but it's all good. It was totally worth it. Thank you so much to the organizers. The whole festival was awesome, and the vibes uptown were incredible. People were so happy and so excited to be there, and there was like such great creative energy among not only the artists, which in and of itself was really incredible to see, but just the creative community generally in St. John. It was really, really terrific.
Yeah, it's amazing to see what a large group of people putting in work can kind of pull off in St. John. I've often been a proponent of that. If you want to see something happen in St. John, often it can happen. You just have to do it. But I know that there was a little bit of concern about how it would kind of come off this time. There was thousands of less people here this time than the ECMAs. But from what I saw, all the shows were pretty packed, pretty well attended, and people feeling the good vibes for sure all across St. John. We'll tell you a little bit, of course, who Julie is. She's been a staff member at Local FM for the last couple of months now, I guess about 2 months now. She's been working here as our community outreach coordinator. And so one of the things that she was helping with was recording all of the Local FM presented shows at Locavore Cafe, which I have to mention was a really awesome venue. And I'm pretty happy to hear that they're interested in doing shows there in the future, because I think it worked really well. But Julia was there recording all the shows and doing interviews and a lot more to produce some audio documentaries. So can you tell us a little bit about how everything went, how the shows went, how the recording went, and what we can expect?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, big thanks to Locavore Cafe itself. The venue is awesome, and the staff was incredibly kind and generous with all of us, especially with me, considering I essentially moved in for the weekend, and they were totally cool with that. So that was terrific. There were three all-ages shows at Locavore on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. The lineups were stellar. I know you're going to be playing a lot of music from those shows and from QBP generally throughout this show, but we were really happy to be there because we were able to co-present the shows, and we were also able to record every set. And on top of that, I was able to conduct some interviews specifically with local artists. So I got to speak to Jamie and Nick. I got to speak with Jasmine of Womb to Tomb. I was also able to chat a little bit with Charlie Harding, who performed as Property and with Cellar Ghost, but was also our consistent sound person throughout the weekend. And again, he was really generous and kind with us too. So that was great. Really, really collaborative effort all across the board. And I am very excited to piece together a documentary special sort of focusing specifically on the importance of all ages venues in St. John, while simultaneously sort of like providing a bit of sound from those shows. So we were able to capture some really, really good live recordings, and we're excited to share those with you. But again, all of the interviews focus on the importance of like getting young people involved in music and giving young people opportunities to be at their most creative and to sort of like hone that side of themselves and to develop interests in that arena.
Yeah, it's awesome. It seemed like you got some really good audio for sure. There's definitely some nice flavor there from all the different artists.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, varied performances for sure. But all of the performers were really happy to be at Locavore and to be performing in an all ages space. That was like a really sort of consistent conversation throughout the whole weekend. So that was really cool too.
Yeah, I was really impressed, honestly. Like, I can't speak enough to just how cool of a little all ages venue it was. And it has that nice little flow from Picaroons to Locavore. So it's very much all ages, where it very much kind of suits all ages. It's not just that people of all ages are kind of invading an adult space, which can sometimes be some of the fear, or vice versa. You know, that's something that I kind of talked about with Peter and Abigail last week, is that you know, we say all ages, but I think sometimes when people hear all ages, they mean, oh, that's a teen show,
right,
or vice versa. And so it's literally like, it felt like a place where everyone was invited, that it was kind of cozy and it would fit the needs of a vast variety of audiences.
Right, exactly. All ages, genuinely meaning all ages.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll definitely have more details about that in the future, about when all that is put together and available and when it'll be broadcasting. And we'll probably have it online as well at localfm.ca. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. But something else that you should know about that is coming up very, very soon. So if you're listening to this live or broadcasting in St. John on the 15th of August, 2017. And then, of course, as mentioned, the show rebroadcasts both on this station and across Canada, but happening in about a week's time, minus a day here in St. John, is our first free youth radio camp, which Julia has also been organizing.
And I couldn't possibly be any more excited. I am basically bouncing off the walls. We are inviting young people between the ages of 9 and 14 to join us for one full week of programming, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., so fairly extensive. And we are going to be doing all kinds of different things with the group. Mike, our programming director, will be doing a sports broadcasting workshop. Glenn, our volunteer support coordinator, will be teaching our participants about sound production. He'll give them a tour of our music library. They will also be sitting in on this very show next week, which is really, really cool to give, you know, to give them sort of a bit of an indication of what a live broadcast is like. We've got all kinds of programming lined up, both here on the UNBSJ campus, specifically in the mornings, and uptown in the afternoons. And it's going to be great. The outcomes are basically three distinct radio specials that the participants will very much own and create themselves. So basically the biggest idea behind Radio Camp is to give young people an opportunity to be creative and to not, you know, sort of turn the light on for them, but to give them an opportunity to turn the light on for themselves and to maybe be exposed to a variety of potential like career paths and interests that they may not be exposed to at school or in their own community. So we're really, really excited, and there's still room. There are still spots available. So if you're listening to this and you have a child or a niece or a nephew or a neighbor or like a young friend, please send them our way.
Or if maybe you're listening yourself.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
Kids love radio.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely check it out. All the details, of course, as always, online at localfm.ca. It's right on the homepage, and you can find all the information and more, as well as information about registration. We've done lots of youth-based programming initiatives in the past, but this is the first really intensive multi-day camp that we're doing. And again, it is free, so we're pretty excited to be able to offer that, and hopefully it'll be able to be a bit of a framework for the future. So hopefully this is our first annual free youth radio camp, but we need your support out there. Come on out and participate in the camp, and again, learn more at localfm.ca. So we're going to get into some tunes here over the final three quarters of our program. Lots of music from folks who played at the Quality Block Party. Lots of folks I was really excited to see. I was pretty lucky that the show I was able to get to was one of the shows I was most excited to see. So it was T. Thomason, who we heard off the top of the show, and who I played on the show lots in the past, as well as Den Mother and Julie Drouin. A real kind of a mishmash a little bit for sure stylistically, but it all flowed really well. Another thing that I really liked about the shows there is that the sets were kind of nice and short and tight. And I think that I'm sure lots of people would disagree with me, and I know lots of people that enjoy going out and listening to 3 to 5 hour Fish or Bruce Springsteen sets, but my attention span is about 30 minutes max, and then I'm ready to like find something different. So to me, it was really nice to kind of have these nice little snippets. And then, you know, of course, a lot of these artists are also playing longer sets elsewhere. So you could kind of like, it's almost like you got a little sampler and then you could go and check them out later.
Right. Yeah. I think Julia performed 3 separate sets throughout the course of the weekend. So
so we're going to kick it off here with some Den Mother, an artist who I have played on the show. They're full-length debut came out in November of 2016, but I've only ever been able to play a song here or there, and I definitely think it's a record and a sound that kind of flows together. And of course, even the record is set up that way with prologue and then chapters and epilogue and stuff like that. Super looking forward to seeing them again in the future. Hopefully over the rest of the show, we're also going to hear some Jamie Como. We're going to hear some Subtle, as well as Property that we also mentioned, perhaps some John McKeel, but we'll see how much we can cram into our program. But was there any particular highlights for you? I'm sure that there were many and that it's also difficult to pick, but was there anything that you really, like, I don't know, really, really enjoyed that you're really looking forward to, or maybe that blew your mind?
Yeah, absolutely. All of those things. Speaking of Den Mother, I thought their set was spectacular at Locavore. I thought it was so, so cool. I was also very captivated and mesmerized and sort of like forgot where I was and what was happening. Yeah. So that was a pretty cool experience. And then that happened again later at Port City Royal, which was another one of my favorite venues. I thought it was perfect, and that the lineups for those shows specifically fit the venue really well, which was a neat component. But Russell Lauder performed on Saturday night at PCR, and their set was really good. Really, really good. So that might be my number one top memory from this iteration of Quality Block Party, but everything was good. I'm a huge Hypos fan. They played at Elwood's Wood Lab, which is the world's most perfect venue for the Hypos, right. And Josh was really stoked about it. So that was really cool. But again, like, I just loved the whole experience from start to finish, and being within this sort of like comfy home of the Quality Block was so great. Like, whenever I left the block, all I wanted to do all weekend was just like make my way back, like just make my way home. So it was lovely.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'm really happy that you mentioned Russell Lauder as well. I've been often maybe as soon as 5 years ago, I noticed that there was a real lack of cool, interesting electronic music happening in the Maritimes. And I was actually trying to do an electronic music show, and it was really difficult to get the content locally. But now there's tons of really interesting acts. So Den Mother and Russell Lauder being really obvious candidates for that, but lots of other artists that we've played on the show, kind of following the whole cross section. So you have artists as well in the festival, like 1995 Zellers and Shrimp Ring and Jagger Knight, all that kind of stuff. And they're really starting to put out a lot of content as well. So it's really cool to see them kind of gaining audiences as well, because Den Mother and Russell Lauder have been working really hard, but they haven't necessarily found a lot of opportunities to play in St. John until probably this year, really. So cool to see them come through, and hopefully they come back soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of Shrimp Ring, shout out to them for their set at Port City Royal on Friday night, which was a huge hit as well. They had everyone dancing, and everyone was having like the best. Everyone was very busy living their best lives during the Shrimp Ring set, I think.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thanks so much, Julia. It was really interesting to hear about your Quality Block experience, as well as the radio camp that is coming up. So again, everything we talked about, including the audio documentaries coming up soon from QBP, as well as the radio camp literally coming around the corner. You can find information about all that and more presently and in the future at localfm.ca. We're going to get into a nice couple of tracks set from Den Mother here with Chapter 3, Line It Up, Chapter 4, Cold Hands, and Chapter 5, The Baker and the Bird. And again, that is from their debut full-length record that came out in late 2016 called Blood and Memoir. You're listening to The Mixtape on Local 107.3 FM. Couple of tracks from the new project of Charles Harding from Fredericton, New Brunswick, written and produced in Harvey, New Brunswick. That was a couple of tracks from Spirals, the new full-length release from Property. That is Property with two forward slashes on it if you're searching for it at Bandcamp. It was released in the middle of July, just about a month ago. You heard the first two tracks, Full Circle and Climatize, and they of course played a set at the Quality Block Party that just happened over the last couple of days, as well as doing sound and tech work for all of our sponsored shows at Locavore Cafe, the free all-ages shows that Local 107.3 FM put on in conjunction with the Quality Block Party. And many, many thanks go out to him and all the folks involved in the QBP. We also heard a few tracks from Den Mother called Chapter 3, Line It Up, Chapter 4, Cold Hands, and Chapter 5, The Baker and the Bird. That was from Blood, a Memoir 2016, released back in November of 2016. And way back at the beginning of the show, we heard a track called Mama's Boy by T. Thomason from their Sweet Baby EP. We've been talking about the Quality Block Party, which again happened version 1.2. over the past weekend here in St. John, New Brunswick. If you're listening to this live, it is the 15th of August, 2017. But then, of course, this show is rebroadcast across Canada thanks to our fine airing partners. Again, it was a really cool festival that happened in St. John. Very much looking forward to what is coming next. But we're going to keep on playing some tunes that are new to the program from artists that played. Another really cool project in St. John, New Brunswick is a new group called Subtle. Drew Sweet, who has been involved in many different projects in St. John, most recently before this was a group called Handdrawn. He was also a member of DFO and more. He moved away for a little while to Fredericton. He's back in St. John, and this is his new group. And just a couple of weeks ago, releasing a brand new three-track release called Procrastinator. We're going to hear the title track, but before that, we're going to hear the lead track, which is called Boy Wonder, right here, right now, on the mixtape. Following that, some Jamie Como.
I wanted to realizing the mortality.
girls are pretty and them good times are free. Oh, that would be good for me. Oh, oh girl, that would be good for me. Because as soon as I feel the wind on my back, I'ma take off, baby, and I'll never come back. Oh. Because I got no time to be standing around.
And that was a track from Jamie Como from his debut release, which came out in late June. And that was a track called Plenty of Ground. Jamie also performing at one of the Locavore shows during the Quality Block Party. And also a really cool staff person at Locavore as well. Thanks so much to him and all the folks there for helping us out throughout those shows. You also heard from Subtle, the new project of Drew Sweet, with the first two tracks of three from the three track release, Procrastinator. You heard Boy Wonder, which was before the title track. Throughout the show today, we also heard from Property, Den Mother, and T. Thomason, kind of reflecting back on the last few days and all the cool things that happened at the Quality Block Party. Thanks to everybody who came out and supported. Some really cool things happening in St. John. It's always important to get out and support your local music community and just arts and culture in general. There's so many cool things happening that we've been talking about over the last few weeks of the program. Third Shift is happening this Friday. If you're listening to this live on the 15th of August, it takes place on the evening of the 18th, which is Friday. The following week is the Fundy Fringe Festival happening throughout the week. So lots of really great stuff to get on board with over the remainder of August. And then Local 107.3 FM is also planning some shows for the closing part of orientation week here at UMB St. John around the 8th and 9th of September. So look for more details for that and so much more at localfm.ca, as well as everything else we talked about today. Again, thanks so much to Julia Rogers for hopping on the program near the beginning of the show. And she was talking about the free youth radio camp that is coming up here in St. John, as well as her experience at the Quality Block Party. And thanks so much to Hans Colburn at the CBC, always really great supporters of the radio station here. And they also had Julia on Information Morning this morning to talk about the radio camp, and already one of their listeners registering first thing before the crack of dawn after hearing her on the program. And means a lot to have that support from other media bodies in our city. We're going to close it out with some Shrimp Pit Ring here. I've basically played a lot of this EP, but I've had so many great opportunities and reasons to, because I would basically just play this entire EP for my radio show every day if I felt like it wouldn't get very, very repetitive very quickly. But so this will probably be the last time for a little while that we're going to play some Shrimp Ring, unless I get some demands, and I will definitely say yes to those demands. But for now, we're going to close out the show this week with Space Food by Shrimp Ring from Activate Your Function, their most recent EP. Again, you've been listening to The Mixtape coming at you live from Local 107.3 FM every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. and then rebroadcast both on this station and across the nation, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association's Community Radio Exchange and our fine airing partners all across Canada, as well as radioforall.net, where you can find this show for free download, and you can just search through any podcatcher that you use and subscribe to the podcast version of the show. You can also find more information about the show on Facebook. Just search for the group called The Mixtape. Let's close out here with Shrimp Ring, Space Food. Have yourselves a great week. We'll do it all again in 7 days.
that delicious paste. Nothing in space must go to waste. Surrounded by gamma rays, but I prefer microwaves. Heat is radiation emitted by my food.
What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up.
Artificial chicken tacos. Memories of your favorite food. Memories of Earth. The loneliness that I feel every time I nuke a meal in plastic wrap. I must adapt.
What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up. What you gonna do? Gonna heat it up!
Hot sauce!